We're holding on the page because I'm going to test the bottom. So what he was saying before was that the thought that the person who's in this mode of keeping el atzmo, so everything which he interacts with, there's going to be some thought process of application. Obviously, tailor made to the person. Now that was his point before. It's not just imitating. Right, so I see the Adam Gadol who does X, and I shouldn't do the same thing. I mean, I should say, well, if he's doing X, fitting where he is and what's correct for him, so I should be doing a tenth of that X or a hundredth of that X, or maybe I should be doing Y. That makes sense for me. But it took some time of us, being exposed to something acted as a lesson. Right? And his point was, we don't want to have any situation where the machshava isn't translated into mice. K'sher Yaakov in Olam Hashem Cholom Es Cholom Hasulam. Zachal Atoch Es Asidah Shel Am Yisrael Baratzeinu Kedai Shel Darei Darbus. So Yaakov Avinu falls asleep, and he sees Nevua of Cholom of the ladder down here. Rosh Baruch Hu Shemayim, Rosh promises Havtocha, he's going to be safe, and you're going to come back, and you're going to build it, you'll have Zera, and the whole Havtocha. Right? He wakes up. Right? So what's his first reaction? Vayikat Yaakov Mishanasai, Vayomer. Achen Yesh Hashem HaMokem HaZeh. This is the place of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I didn't realize. So Grashi, Shim Yadati, Lo Yashanti, Malkam Kaddish Kaddish. How can I sleep in such a place? That was Yaakov's first use. He went to sleep, and because he was going to sleep in this place, he was able to Tamar Nevuah of a Havtocha of the Gansu, future of Klaus. His first response is, I shouldn't have slept here. It's a Malkam Kaddish. He immediately did something with the exposure that he had. He built the Beis HaMikdash. He built the Matzeva, which was the beginning of the process of building the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Acharei Chaloyim, Kizeh, Mavlocha Kizu, Ayeh Sim Chosoy, Ayeh Hisparalu Usoy. I mean, we wake up and say, wow, that was really great Nevuah. And that's such a beautiful thing. I feel so good. I'm dancing. And his Enkan Ela Charota Sheyoshin Mamochim Kaddish Kizeh. Right? His response was, I did a terrible thing. I slept here. Now, Hagabatsko, think about it for a second. Lulei Shina Zuma Makim said, Lo Hayosecha Klal Chalom Zeh. Right? So you could definitely rationalize, the mice was Kadai, man, look what I got out of it, I got to have talk over the Gantz Osir of Klal Yisro. He didn't think like that. His first response was, what am I supposed to be doing? I'm not supposed to be sleeping in this place. I didn't fulfill my obligations. Getting back to this point, people take their we have to make up some time, their mitzvah, blood pressure on a regular basis, how well I'm doing. Right? So the problem with that is that the focus isn't the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Come in. The focus isn't the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The focus becomes the person. Right? If my whole life, the goal in life is my I'm supposed to be an oilev, so there's a dangerous result. Potential result is that. In other words, one of the dangers of this thought process is if the point is kimel atzmoi, right? So the Baruch Hu put us in this world to serve him, and our focus is my constant growth. So then the focus is me, not Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, you know, we're asked to, like, keep that balance of, you know, which the Mark refers to as breaking the chavis and holding on to the wine, you know. The focus should be me, but it shouldn't be me. The focus should be whatever I'm in, whatever the Russian is exposing me to is because he has a plan for me that I should be doing something with it. But he's the focus at the end of the day, not me. The goal isn't me. The goal is the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Seems like he's straddling both sides of the fence.
Yes. So his point is, Yaakovino wakes up and he says, you know, wow, this is the best thing which ever happened to me. Right? If his focus was the Yaakovino, like
the fact that he got the cholam would have been enough.
The cholam wouldn't have been enough. That would have been like, you know, that's like, what more could you hope for, right? He says, Gaval Nobel, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mokum, I'm not supposed to sleep there. Right? And his first reaction was, what was his responsibilities that he's supposed to be executing upon? So he translated in its reaction immediately into Lemaisa. What am I supposed to be doing? I'm saying, I gotta get up as quickly as possible. And, you know, and make him a tzeva, and, you know, it was total movement, kivun towards moving, and the Russian exposed me to something. The goal wasn't to say, ah, Baruch Hashem, Yankele, you made it, right? The goal is to do something with it. Pulis viz lahakim a tzeva le'asid mikdush v'yira. Yir d'cheves es adam. Let's push that button over there. Okay. Yira the chavis is adam lahavi rachshei libra hatoyim and takeb lechal mais. The yira is what turns a person is the good ideas that you have translate them into reality. Zel yiras Hashem reishis das. Now again, when we spoke about this idea of yira, there's different types of yira. You know, the yira of punishment is not what he's talking about. The yira he's talking about is the idea that if I understand the value of the relationship. So, I'm concerned lest they be damaged. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to maintain. So the concern that I have that I want that the relationship is a delicate thing and it needs to be constantly nurtured to be maintained. That's the yira, which is the chefes mice. So I'm constantly going to try and turn whatever awareness I have, the more I'm aware of the relationship and the better I understand it, the more I feel the pressure and the push to translate that into some type of reality to maintain it. Making sense? Yeah? So we said before, Das means that, you know, he's not various different pieces. He's one being. He's not an arm and a leg and a head. They all brought together. That's das. Reish is das. The process of, you know, that the human being should bring all of his character together to become himself, what he's supposed to be. So the reish is the what gets him to that point is yiras Hashem. Okay. So God will tell him to keep him zayal amaisa. There is a tremendous point over here that the focus should be to the mice of doing something out of it. We assume he see a madrigus, the highest point of madrigus. He surrounded by makshava al dvarim shem kishana shlo. To sit there and contemplate the deep dark secrets of the creator Right? That's it. That point in time, you're in the Pardis, you're there with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ruach HaKadosh, Holy, Holy, etc. Right? It's the big tzaddik and sitting and learning Kabbalah in some back room over there. you know, for 27 hours a day straight, you know. Right, that happened. Right? Ulam, Divrei Chazal, Bar Malach, the Chazal said not like that. Amar Rav Acha, Halem Amanas Lasser, Zechol HaKav Ruch HaKadosh. So, that being Lemon Amanas Lasser, that's what gives you Ruch HaKadosh. Matam. Man Tishra Lasser, Kehol HaKosset Boi, Kehol HaSiach, Durchecha Boas HaSkil. That's a Pasuk in Yehoshua. Vein Taskel Al Ruch HaKadosh, Kamad Omar, Maskel Eisen Mishroch. So the Medr says that what brings it to Ruach HaKadosh is Leben Amanas Lasses. The person who learns with intent that what he's learning is going to be translated into reality. So Chazal touching up, the way you get Ruach HaKadosh is through the process of doing. Well, we would have thought the way you get Ruach HaKadosh is by sitting there and, you know, thinking deeper and deeper and deeper thoughts about the Bar Elam, eventually you get to the point of Ruach HaKadosh. And that's Ladam. The way you get it is by that whatever you learn, you'll find some way to translate it into that. So then you're taking the human being as a whole unit, and not just the mind, but the whole human being as a unit. Ruach HaKadosh is the whole human being that gets Ruach HaKadosh. So it only makes sense that the person should get it if he taka redefined the being. Zelman Amanas Lasses, come in Shum Nafkaminim, Hulam Shmaitzo, Gadato Tanakh, Kabbalah. And the point he said before was whatever you're learning, there has to be something which you're translating into reality. Kimila Maisa, Rishiso, Yira, Kuloi Das, Taklisa Kadush. So we said the starting point which gets a person motivated towards focusing is Yira. The Nakud of Das was bringing the different elements of the human being together. So that's clearly the Ayin Mais. And the final tachlis of the process of Asiya is Kedusha. Kizeo Derech HaKedusha, Agia Esa Odom, and the Kudus Atzmai, Kedusha is putting the person in touch with the reality inside of himself. Misham Nevas, Gam Ruch HaKedush, Kvishi Wurba, Ez Hashem Besharze. Say the Baram, Kalulim Mezeh, Shalem Naman Aslas, Zerich Allah HaKvah Ruch HaKedush. There's really two points in this idea. We're saying, Lama Aslas is something extraordinary, which allows me Ruch HaKedush. There's two Kedushim, he says, there are two points in that concept. Number one, Alpha Hamid Maisa Mushal Magarmi, who answered me at the Roman Kosha Miyasu, who answered me at the Roman Kosha Miyasu, who answered me that it would be very easy to make a Maisa Mushlam out of everything so there would be no code, you know, that wouldn't be avoided. So obviously, if you tell me that a Maisa brings the Ruach HaKadosh, the Maisa can't come cheap. If the payoff for the Maisa, it's not like a lottery, you know. If you pay a dollar and you win, you know, $400 million. Right? It doesn't work like that in the world of Ruach HaKadosh. Right? If the payoff is being a billionaire, means the work is the work which is commensurate to being a billionaire. So I'm telling you that the promise for Maisa is Ruach HaKadosh. That's what I'm telling you. That also means that I'm telling you that the work to get there is going to be challenging, right? So, v'ham and ma'aseh mushlam legamri who ba'atz me medor makoshem yoser who ba'atz mechinas ruach hakodesh. So it's very difficult, and that's in itself is an element of ruach hakodesh. And ruach hakodesh is this clairvoyance, understanding of what mitzvah is. The more a person does a ma'aseh mitzvah bashlama, the more he himself is generating himself an awareness of the godless of the mitzvah. That's what I said in this book on, you know, Shavuos. I said the Ramban said the mitzvah of Sekiras Mayim at Har Sinai. So Sekiras Mayim at Har Sinai is that you have to remember the presentation of how the Rosh Hashanah presented the Torah. Why is it so important? If I give you a present and you're not sure exactly what, I'm afraid you don't know exactly what it is, I wrap up a nice wrapping, so you should take it seriously and look into what it is. If it's very, very valuable, I make it even nicer wrapping. It's extraordinarily valuable, I make a very, very nice presentation. From my inner city, you can figure out what the Torah is. That's the presentation, you know. Kyle is broken, jumping 9 miles, you know, dying, you know, the whole world being quiet, you know, so the Torah is pretty big. The Torah is very important. Right? So, if I see from the result, so, it means the more a person, like we spoke before, a person does, Chazon Ish writes in Emunah B'Tochah, one place he says, without learning Musar, if a person is a true Baal Halacha, he'll have the Musar that he needs. So he says, you know, the example, a person wants to be, you know, Mekayim Mitzvah Tefillin Keroy. The amount of Atzlus that you need to overcome, and the amount of being imprecise and not caring, and the amount of different Midas that you have to overcome to be able to do Tefillin properly, is a tremendous avoid. He spent like 2 years, you know, a year researching it, and then finally ordered it, and they came back like, he sent it back, and, you know, but he wants it told properly. So the process of doing the Maisa Mushlam is that the person is getting a greater and greater awareness of the Cheshivas of what he's doing. He's halfway on his way to Ruach HaKodesh already. I'm asking you a question. What do you think was a greater accomplishment? Yaakov was there to see the chalom of the sulam and all of the future of Klal Yisrael. Or that when he awoke, he had gira. He scarred shiyash and mevakim kadosh zed. Hekem atseva yosim mikdash v'nader es nitra. So which one was a greater accomplishment? The accomplishment was that he was able to get the Mara of the Sulam, or that he woke up and said, you know, the whole process of how he responded immediately to seeing this as something improper. Until now, you would have answered with no shayla. The Mara of the Chalom Sulam is greater. He said, now we're not so sure anymore. We can't decide. Cholim who dargan nevuah. That cholim was a form of nevuah. But my shel achrav dargan baruch hakodesh miyuchal ahagid haminay odiv. I can't tell you which one's better. I'm not convinced that the one way or the other.
Isn't he saying that they're part of the same idea? That if you take the second part without the first part, without the machshava, then you're not doing it. And if all you're doing is the machshava, then you're also not fulfilling it. You need both halves.
100%. But he's saying it's more than that. But he's saying obviously any mice you do has to be done with intelligence and forethought, etc. But it's not the machshava, you know, in our world, the world of, you know, the almost, you know, you picture that, you know, once the Rambam says in one place, he writes a Lashon, and he says, you know, when Mashiach comes, you know, we'll sit and contemplate the greatness of the very other. So I don't know when Mashiach comes, you know, how much, what point after Mashiach comes, you know, the world will change. That's not Torah. Torah isn't sitting there and contemplating the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah is very much the direction of what the Torah is trying to do, is direct you into channeling that into some type of reality. A person just sits there and contemplates, and all he does the whole day is contemplate. He hasn't touched into this true understanding of the point he was trying to get to. This idea of that the Kibbutz Vena means that you have to come to, there has to be something which is translated. Otherwise, it's not Das. It's not a true expansion of Torah inside of the human being, because the human being is not just Das, not just a head. It's not just Chacham Bina. It integrates into the whole being of the person. And that was the point of Das. So the integration, by definition, means Maisa.
Maisa without the Machshava is also meaning.
Correct, obviously. The goal is to integrate the Machshava. So there's no machshava. You're not integrating anything. You know, so it's just a mindless mice. So it's you know, it's you and the behemoth. You know, that's not the point either. So the first point he says you have to take out of this chazal is that to be maimed a ma'aseh mushlam is a tremendous accomplishment. That's mamash Ruach HaKadosh. Okay, Beis, a kibbutz l'maisa, who gam ken aderech lagia l'madregas Ruach HaKadosh asma. The fact that that's the direction that I'm going on, l'omen avonas l'asma, it's not just he was l'omen and then he translates it into l'maisa. That was what he learned. L'omen avonas l'asma. So the kibbutz l'maisa, that's it's not sitting there contemplating these extraordinary thoughts, ideas which are divorced from Olam Hazeh. But what do you do, Lamaisa? Can you return to Yo? Tabayo says, "Made any Elisha my orders." Elion will be speaking, saying, "I'm calling to testify Shemayim Boritz, so that the following is true: Bein Isha, man or woman; Bein Eno Yisrael, Goy; Bein Eved, Bein Shifcha. Oh, call the fi ma'isav shel adam rakhada sharalov." If according to your ma'isim you deserve, you'll get Ruach HaKadosh. So tremendous, you know, point in the Talmud. Fianel, the Rami Yirim, it makes a lot of sense. Ki Ruach HaKadosh nimsa da'afka b'tchum ha'ma'isim. He's talking about Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh is this element of kedusha being expressed in human being. K'muvan ein ha'madubar paltonos nevuva. I'm talking about things which is well thought out, well built, and not just, you know, sudden, etc. I'm not sure what all those words mean over there. Pultanus is, you know, it's like an accomplishment or something. The vuvo, which is confused. Yishachas Mekadesh. Ma'isim tovim shebechem, from the kedusha of the ma'isim tovim shebechem. So that's where the version of Mishaleich is Ezra is from that from the fact that we turn into ma'is. So that's the end of his thought over here is to stress this nakuda that you know, I guess I'm not sure what he's adding more than what he said before, but he's definitely chazing over what he said before. This nakuda that. Taking the ideas which we were going to be exposed to, taking the other person is going to contemplate about them, is turning, getting an awareness of yourself, step number one, but then translating that into some reality, step number two. Without that, it's not going to work. Because it remains this philosophy, hashkofa. I think one of them used to be, he was not comfortable with the phrase hashkofa. Shkafa was like a Gersha, you know. We don't have outlooks on life. We have the mice. What do we do with life? Right? You know, it's like Machshavas Yisrael, Machshavas, Jewish thought. Like, you know, we'll sit there and read the great classic writers, you know. It's like, you know, you can read Chaucer, you can't read, you know, classic medieval philosophers. It's ridiculous, but that's you have Jewish thought. The goal isn't Jewish thought. The goal is the Rambam with his Jewish thought became the Rambam. So if you're reading the Rambam for your Jewish thoughts, you should become something greater than you are. That's the point. So that's the point he's been saying until now.